Some of the other things that you take care of as the extension office are local issues that have built our communities into the places that they are today. The 4-H, which we didn't have for years, all the other things that are brought forth by the extension office. And that's one reason that Taney County, among all the counties that I know of, as we go to commission meetings, Taney County has stood their ground and helped fund the extension office to the max of what we had every year. And we're one of the very few counties. I know Greene County 3 or 4 years ago, or maybe even longer, eliminated the funding and did do the funding of the minimum. I shouldn't say eliminated, but went to $10,000, which was what the only thing that they supplied for their Missouri Extension Office. And Taney County has not only met their required budget, they have went above and beyond because of the appreciation of these programs. So I just wanted to, I mean, this is part of when we get to meet for the monthly meeting on extension, and you're making us aware of this, and I can just tell you that I hope we're not affected by, you said there was 6 eliminated in the state?
Yes, around the state, yes.
Yes, so I hope that we don't end up on the short end of those others when they, you know, there's something to be said about being good partners. And
yes. There's,
when I've been on this county commission, every part of the programs that benefit the citizens of this county has been taken in interest above all other things. So this is just one of the very many things that the county commission looks into to take care of problems throughout the county. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your comments and concerns too, Danny, and I will let Extension know that we expect an answer as to how these things will be addressed.
Right. So thank you.
Thank you all, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Reno Springs Estate Road. Morning, gentlemen. Back in March, this particular road was petitioned and read the review, and it was tabled, I believe, at that time for having a survey done on this particular road because there was a segmented wall in question on this road. It's a short road up off of Reno Springs. Has 6 dwellings. They have done the survey, and I've met with the gentleman that had the survey done and also petitioned it, and he is here present today too, also Mr. Andy McNeil. And so I told him I'd bring this road back up to you to recommend to see if you gentlemen would take this into our road system.
Randy, was the consideration that we had, I mean, was the motion made by the county commission contingent upon?
I don't believe it was contingent. It was tabled, but it was questioned. You know, a couple of things were questioned, and we wanted to do a survey on her head, see if the residents would do a survey, because there was a wall on one of the properties that we, and then also the layout of the cul-de-sac and whatnot. So I met with the, got in contact with residents to see if they would do this, and I'm not sure how the motion particularly read on this particular road. I know it was one that was looked at.
Yeah, we didn't deny it, so it could be
brought up. It wasn't denied.
Yeah. I mean, think, like you
because
said,
it had the six dwellings and a short road. And
you know where I was going with that, though.
Yeah, to make sure that we could.
I don't believe it. I don't particularly know if it was contingent. I don't think so. I think
there
it was just tabled for further survey and other information gathered on it and then brought back.
Because if it was contingent, that means we would have approved it contingent upon doing this, and we didn't
approve
it or deny. Yeah. We just tabled it.
Right.
I mean, it looks like they've done everything we've asked. I mean, I don't have a problem with
it. And I've looked at the survey, and there's stakes in the ground, and looked at the road, and they are going to remove the wall themselves and take care of that. That's not going to be any cost. So all we have to do is basically do the road work.
What is the cost on?
I estimate $15,000 to $20,000 to complete the road. It's going to need to be redone, scarfired, and relayed out. And
has that process been explained to Mr. McNeil? Or
yes, I told him.
So
that.
You.
Now the other thing is, it's going to have to be kind of scheduled in when we have time a little bit later this year into next year, because we've got a pretty full list for this year. But what we can do to it, we'll try to do whenever we can schedule it.
Where in the picture is that wall?
I believe, do you remember the lot? Was it lot?
Three.
Lot three. I don't know if that
it's
has
not labeled.
Lot at all three.
I'm sorry, five. Excuse me, five.
That wall is
okay, right there.
Right along here. You can see a resemblance very, but that wall's right there.
That little crack looking.
You see the
here?
No. Wall lays right along here from that driveway all the way up to this driveway.
Okay.
This is the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Right, and that's our easement you got on the outline sled.
Yeah, the
mapping.
Yellow line is the
okay.
Driveway.
I make a motion that we go ahead and take this Reno Springs Estates Road into the system because of the work that's been done by the citizens that was requested of them, and upon the recommendation of the road superintendent.
Randy, do we need a contingent upon any of these? You know, I understand the letter says that you will, but we still need to say contingent upon the removal of the wall, the issues that still need to be taken care of.
I have no doubt they're going to
do
what they told me.
I have no doubt either.
I mean, you can't prove it contingent on the wall being removed. They're going to do that. So.
Danny, would you amend your motion?
Yes, I will.
They've already made
the criteria.
Other. Yeah.
So.
I'll amend it. Contingent upon that wall being removed and other
criteria as required by Randy?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the road superintendent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
This will be in recess upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests.